Like James Joyce's Snow, at Christmas, homecomings are general all over Ireland. Although many will return through the airport's arrivals hall, there is a special nostalgia about the reunions that take place at railway stations. The tinselled ticket office pumping out Mariah Carey, the embraces on the windswept platform, and then the car trip home, and all of this made possible by the train, its belching iron horse engine, its carriages lit by the mystery and promise of other lives. One TV ad captures perfectly this seasonal wistfulness. A young man is greeted by his father at the station. His journey home through a frosty countryside is intercut with shots of a house that is lit up like, well, like a Christmas tree, as his mother lovingly prepares for the return of her son by performing an ancient Irish festive ritual, the switching on of the immersion. Well, it is an ad for the ESB. And all of this is accompanied by the velvet voice of Dusty Springfield singing Going Back. So each Christmas, I find myself going back to a time when a special train arrived for me. For weeks beforehand, I had been mesmerized by the little grey-blue Hornby engine and its Pullman carriages in the window of Geary's toy shop. It wasn't a particularly sophisticated feat of engineering. No light, no whistle. Compared to this, the swanky train in that radio ad for Barry's Tea seemed like the Orient Express. But I had tired of last year's Christmas gift, a collection of toy animals that for various reasons was now reduced to a riderless horse, a zebra with a limp, and a lion that looks suspiciously like a reconditioned cow. I had commandeered a lamb from the crib, but the lamb towered over the others as if it was on angel dust. Maybe Santa'd like to play with them, I said, in an unconvincing attempt at generous Christmas spirit, as I set them out in the living room on Christmas Eve, alongside a carrot and some milk. I'm sure he would, replied my mother, resisting the temptation to roll her eyes, while my father murmured from his armchair, don't forget the whiskey. As the eldest, my duty was to keep watch, and I did, past midnight and beyond, sitting bolt upright in bed at the slightest noise. Eventually, in the ink-blue darkness of the hour before dawn, I heard on the landing outside my bedroom a footstep, a black-booted, snow-covered footstep, as I imagined, though it sounded lighter, daintier, as if Santa had taken up Pilates. Easing the door open, I saw my mother, or part of her, the rest of her obscured by the enormous box she carried bearing the name Hornby. My mother did not flinch. Santa was a bit late, she said, looking me straight in the eye. But when I met him downstairs, he asked me to give you this. Speechless with delight, I gratefully accepted my booty. Happy Christmas, said my mother, as she kissed me and gently closed the bedroom door. Later that morning, as I examined the empty whiskey tumbler, I caught my exhausted mother's eye. Conspiratorially, she put her finger to her lips and smiled. The sad-eyed cast-offs of my animal farm were still there beside the drained milk glass and the stub of carrot. But there was something else as well. A brief note from Santa in flowing handwriting, expressing his thanks for my allowing him to play with my toy animals. My mother's effortless good manners had obviously rubbed off on you-know-who during their brief encounter. I think I'm returning to those days when I was young enough to know the truth. The words Dusty sings still resonate each Christmas, a time of memory and belief. I still have that train set. It lies in a box, buried under the junk of earlier days. But now my mother too lies in a box, alongside my father, buried beneath flowers and our prayers. If Christmas is about homecomings, it is also about leave takings. We remember the ones who won't be coming home, the ones for whom we wept and said goodbye to in other drafty places of old stone and farewells. And yet sometimes on these dark midwinter nights, we feel them near, a shy presence just beyond what we can see, but there nonetheless, quietly watching over us as we sleep.